The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 10, letter number 3108, 3108, Baruch Hashem, the 15th day of Kislev, Tov Shin Tov, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 4th day of Kislev, in which you write that 2 years ago, when your wife gave birth, may she live, she gave birth, and that was in a I'm not sure it was a hospital or a special a place, a birthing place. I don't know. The Rebbe says it. The Rebbe likes to call hospitals also a Beis Refuah or a Beis Avroah. But the Rebbe says that and what happened is she had a lot of pain after the birth. So that's why she says now, again, she's going to give birth again, but she doesn't want to go there. Now, I'm not sure whether this was a special place where women would go to give birth. It was a regular hospital, because she says she doesn't want to go there now. But the Rebbe said, in my view, it's not a problem. There is no basis. And especially, you yourself write that the situation and the supervision for this birthing place for women giving birth has been approved. So the Rebbe says, therefore, it's proper that when the pregnancy days are up and it will become close to the time of birth, it should be in that home, it should be in that environment. And may the Blessed Hashem give help that this should be in proper, easy, in a good and a suspicious time to give birth for children, life and sustained, and you should give good news about this. The Rebbe does not seem to think that because she had a bad experience that she shouldn't go there. The Rebbe says the place has improved and it's going to be, the Rebbe recommends to continue. The Rebbe also says you're also in your influence on your surrounding by strengthening and spreading out the mitzvah, the light of mitzvah Torah Oir, and also the luminary of Torah, which is the inner part of Torah, to do that. The Rebbe blesses him for encouragement, proper, fitting encouragement as far as the thought, speech, and action when it comes to the day, on the days of redemption, which is this clear day of Yitzchak Kislev, the day of redemption and redemption of our soul, in which the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Holy Tanya, was victorious as well, which makes him an authority. The esoteric part of Torah, and the author of Shulchan Aruch, which makes him an authority in the revealed part of Torah. So I guess Rabbi says, think good, speak, well, in other words, not to worry, be proper preparation for this day, this is victorious, things will be good. And the Rabbi adds in a PS over here, he asked the Rebbe also a question. There is like something about, you know, when you eat food, then you elevate the food. In other words, the process, the way it's explained in the Hasidus and Kabbalah, explains that the purpose of eating the food is that you take food, you take mundane things, and when you eat it, and it's kosher, and you make a bracha, and it becomes part of who you are. And then when you study Torah, and when you daven, with that energy, with that part of you, then you're basically taking from the lower, from the animal kingdom, if you're eating meat or fish, or you take from the growing kingdom, if you're eating vegetables or grains or sometimes even from the inanimate kingdom, the lowest of them, and you're elevating it also to the higher level. What happens, it says that when a person would eat food, not for the purpose of davening or learning or doing something positive with that, so then actually you're not elevating the food. The food brings you down because you become like the food that you're eating. So if you're not using the food for a purpose to elevate, then you actually get drawn down to the food. So we asked the Rebbe, what about the opinion that says that one, because some people say that not just eating just like that, just to fill your stomach without any purpose, not a positive purpose. I mean, that's a mitzvah of the Torah that you should, meaning you need to, even things that are permissible, don't just eat them just to enjoy it, but eat it for a purpose. But some people say that's not of the Torah. The Rebbe asks, the person asking the Rebbe, does that mean if you're just eating according to that view, then you're still lowering yourself because you're just eating food without any purpose? Even though it's not mandatory from the Torah to eat something b'mutlach. The Rebbe says, well, we know the rabbis say that the words of the rabbis are actually sweeter and more stringent. Basically, just because something is not a Torah command doesn't make it any less. It doesn't make it, it's actually even more. It's even more sweeter and it's more strict based upon what explained in the Tanya, also understood there in chapter 7, chapter 30, that uses the Lashon of Min HaTorah, and also words of the rabbi are more stringent than the words of Torah. And the Rebbe says this is also logically understood, that if you eat just with desire, you become the recipient of the food. The food is growing or living. And therefore, you descend, you bring yourself down from the level of a human being, from a medaber, to their level. And therefore, the Rebbe's answer to him is that even in that case, one should eat everything that he does, should be l'shem shemayim, for the sake of heaven.